With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There's a growing number of protests against Israel at U.S. colleges and universities as the Jewish Passover holiday begins.
Outside Columbia University in Manhattan, officials in New York City and across the country are urging calm.
Talk to each other, understand different points of view.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul outside Columbia University, where in-person learning was canceled for the day, and NYPD legal official Michael Gerber says they've been asked to generally stay off the campus except for last week.
They had students who were trespassing. They asked us to come on the campus to take action.
The arrests of demonstrators sparked new pro-Palestinian encampments at schools like MIT and the University of North Carolina. I'm Jackie Quinn.
NYPD making arrests and breaking up a pro-Hamas demonstration at New York University in Manhattan tonight. Police moved in towards the protesters encamped in Greenwich Village around 8:30, making an unknown number of arrests. The New York Times reports some protesters refused to cooperate, so police zip-tied their hands and loaded them into vans, clearing the protests by 9. Police moved in after the university said protesters behaved in a disorderly, disruptive, and antagonizing manner. Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli police say they've arrested 2 people after a car slammed into pedestrians in Jerusalem, slightly injuring 3 people. Correspondent Charles Deledesma.
Footage of the incident taken by a CCTV camera and aired by Israeli media shows a car plowing into 3 ultra-Orthodox Jews, sending at least 2 flying over the dashboard. Palestinians have carried out periodic attacks on Israeli cities and towns since the country's war against Hamas began on October 7, while violence has surged in the West Bank. I'm Charles Deledesma.
This is SRN News. United Methodists are gathering in North Carolina.
The denomination's long-delayed general conference begins Tuesday in Charlotte and will run through May 3rd. The featured event is expected to be a formalization of the ongoing split in the UMC over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Thousands of conservative congregations have been abandoning the denomination in recent years, opting for other affiliations and cutting the UMC's membership by roughly 25%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism on the rise around the world, the Swiss Parliament approves a measure that would ban the use or display of Nazi and racist symbols that could foment extremist hate or violence. The proposal goes beyond a simple ban on memorabilia, which had failed in the past in Parliament, to include other forms of extremist symbols. Members of Parliament pointed out that today in Switzerland, it's possible to fly a flag with a swastika on a balcony. This is SRN News. Mississippi legislators advance bills to give voting rights to 32 felons.
The move comes weeks after a Senate leader killed a broader bill that would have restored suffrage to many more people with criminal records. The bills are necessary due to Mississippi's piecemeal approach to restoring voting rights to people convicted of felony offenses who have paid their debts to society. They also reflect the legacy of the state's original list of disenfranchising crimes, which springs from the Jim Crow era. Mississippi is among the 26 states that remove voting rights from people for criminal convictions. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants the entire U.S. budget available on blockchain if elected. The independent candidate said during a rally Sunday it would allow an American, any American, to look at the budget at any time. The blockchain's a ledger of transactions is typically associated with cryptocurrency. Kennedy is familiar with the use of digital assets, accepting campaign donations in Bitcoin and discussing plans to back the U.S. dollar with cryptocurrency. More at SRNnews.com.